Welcome to Life Community Church. We are a lively, growing church in the heart of Royal Leamington Spa. We trust that this message will encourage you and help you to live a life full of purpose as God intended.
Can you shake somebody's hand this morning? Welcome somebody, welcome somebody, welcome somebody. Thank you so much. We may have our seats. Thank you so much, Pastor, to give me this guest chat to be able to minister to the church. I think it's a while since I was here last time, and I can see you people, you are still growing well. It is always good to be in the Lord and to be strong and to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. I'm happy that I had a few days rest. You know, when you are at home, you are busy. I had a very busy year, and but this time I had a very good one full week rest. So I feel a bit refreshed this morning. Today is Father's Day. Happy Father's. Are you there, fathers?
Yes.
Are you there, fathers?
Yes.
It's a good, happy Father's Day. I had a lot of messages. Happy Father's Day. It's wonderful to be a father. You know, wonderful to be a father. And even as we celebrate the fathers, we must also celebrate our Father in heaven. He's a good father. He takes care for us. Let's go quickly to the book of Ephesians. I want to talk about the father figure this morning and the responsibility of fathers. I think it's very important. And I believe as we talk to the fathers, we talk to everybody. God wants to build us more. And I believe as we come to church, we come to church to hear God. If we come to this house and we do not hear God, we have come in vain. The purpose of coming here is that God minister to us. When God ministers to us, our lives are no longer the same. Christian life is about change. And I don't want to remain a believer who does not change. I want to be a believer who is growing, who is changing, who is progressing every day. Now, Paul talks about husbands. In chapter 5 and verse 25, the book of Ephesians. Are you there? We're going to go quickly and a bit clear. 5:25, Paul says, husbands. Husbands, love your own wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water, the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, that having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Verse 28, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. Paul is speaking to husbands to love their own wives. Selfless love. To love their wives. You know, it is only marriage that is compared with the church. Marriage is very important. And I believe as fathers and husbands, we have a responsibility to love our own wives. If you see a man who does not love his wife, he has a problem. Because if you don't love your wife, you don't love yourself. Marriage is only an institution where 1 + 1 = 1. So, husbands and fathers, this morning I want to encourage you, love to your family. When I was listening to all the one of the things I picked very important, when there was some interview here is that actions speak louder than words. My life speaks louder. And so, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. My life as a father speaks louder to my sons and even to my daughters. It is telling my sons, love your wives. It is telling my daughters, love your mothers. You know, it's an example. It's a, you know, as a couple, we become an example to the family. So I want to encourage godly fathers to love your own wives and love your children and be an example to the family. Amen. That's why Paul says, husbands, love your own wives as Christ loved the church. So it is my challenge this morning that men in this house should love their own wives. And if you are not married and you are a man, you have a man to run with. That's why we are there as fathers, to be an example, to follow those before us. I watch my grandson, how he imitates the father. And this is how a father must be very careful. Because those kids, they watch. And the funny things, kids never forget. There are things I learned more than 50, 60 years ago, but I remember them today. Yeah, you know, that's why in the young age, even the Sunday school teachers, we must teach well our children. And we must teach them the good stuff. In the book of Joshua chapter 24, godly fathers lead their families. Godly fathers lead their families. They protect them. They stand for them. They direct them. As a father in the house, you must direct your family. You are the head of the house. So you must be an example. And we see the book of Joshua. Joshua declares his stand with his family. Joshua chapter 24. Am I speaking to people this morning? Do you say amen in this church?
Amen.
Thank you so much. Joshua. The book of Joshua chapter 24, and I want to read verse 24 and verse 15. Joshua declares, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. That was a very wonderful declaration. Joshua is speaking to a generation that was a big problem to Moses. And because Joshua was a young man in the leadership of Moses, and he saw how those people were troublemakers and how they were rebellious. And when he took over leadership, this man had to declare his leadership. He had to declare his faith. He had to show where he is going. And that's why he told the people of Israel, choose you today whether you shall continue worshiping the gods of your fathers, or you shall worship the living God. Choose you today. There is a choice. But me, Joshua, and my house. That's why as a father, you must show direction. You must be a good leader. You must take the road. You must decide. For me, Joshua, and my house, we are not going to waste time. We are going to serve the Lord. I want to encourage you, Father, this morning. Be an example to your family. Declare things for your family. Declare blessings. Declare your faith to your family. Let your family, let your boys, let your house see where you are going. Amen. Joshua says, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Let me tell you, When we become an example, even our children can be a bit weak. The seed of God never wither. God's seed will always germinate. Even when a young man might go astray and he has God's seed, there is faith that he has come back. You know, God's seed is very strong. That's why I want to encourage the father this morning, declare your stand. Show guidance, show leadership to your family. Amen. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, godly fathers provide for their family. Godly fathers provide for their family. And Paul gives an example to our Heavenly Father. In chapter 4, the book of Philippians and verse 19, he says, And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. And then he says, now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, Paul encourages the church that our Father in heaven is so kind, he will supply our needs. Amen. He will supply our needs. So fathers, let us, as God does to us, even as fathers, we must make sure we supply to our families. You know, there is a scripture I read this morning, and Paul is challenging the responsible fathers. Because a father must make sure that the family is well. A good father will make sure that there is food in the house. You know, you remember all this came from the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sinned, you know, before they were living a good life, there was, in paradise, there was everything. But when sin came, that is why sin is very dangerous. When sin came, it brought some responsibilities. And that is where men were given responsibility to take care for their families. The family will eat from your sweat. That is why it is very dangerous to see a lazy man. And if you are lazy, you better wake up this morning. God said, because you have sinned, from now, whatever you eat will come from your sweat. There's no miracle that happens. If a miracle happens, it's through working. That's why a father, don't be lazy. Make sure you wake up early in the morning to take care for your children. Take care for your family. In the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5, is a very challenging verse of scripture. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8. Are you there? Can someone read that? Do you have your Bibles? Does this church carry Bibles? Can I see Bibles this morning? Can you read 1 Timothy 5, 8? Fathers, where are you? Are you on duty this morning? Let me have a father read that verse. You are too fast, sir. You are too fast. Yeah, go slowly. What did you say? Anyone who does not provide for his own challenging time, where the world is upside down. But I believe as a church, God is always bringing order. Order in our lives. Order in our families. Order in our character. That all of us We must know our responsibility. And that's why this morning, I want to challenge the fathers. Let us make sure we are good fathers. Good fathers in the family. Good fathers even in faith. Our children can see the fear of God in our lives. Our children can see an example of a father. It's very, you know, for the world to destroy morals, they destroy families. That's why families has a big challenge. Because when families are not stable, everything is zigzag. That's why the enemy is even fighting marriages. Because when marriages are not stable, our children are in trouble. There are so many, you know, the enemy is out to destroy. And that's why this morning, you know, there's a verse in the scripture, I think chapter 1 of Corinthians, where Paul is saying, we must not be reluctant to his devices. We must know, we must not despise. The enemy is out to destroy. He is a destroyer. And as a church, we must be an example. As a church, we are living in a time where the enemy is even fighting the church. So I want to call you this morning that as a church, let us be an example. As fathers, let us be examples. Mainly the fathers who know Jesus. You know, there are fathers in the world, but I'm talking of this morning, fathers who can be an example. Fathers that the Lord has worked in their lives. Let us be an example. Let us be remnants of what God is doing today. I want to encourage you this morning and to challenge you as a father figure, be an example. Let Jesus be seen in our lives. Amen. Amen. So let me take another verse from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter, this is a scripture where all Sunday school teachers read. Proverbs 22 verse 6. But this scripture is mainly for the parents. You know, sometimes we think that it is only in the church where kids can be taught. But the first responsibility of a family, children in the house, are parents, the fathers also. The Bible says here in 22 and verse 6, train up a child. Train up a child in the ways he should go. And he will, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. As a father, train up your sons. Train up your children. Be an example when they are young. You know, one day I saw a young boy in our church taking a stick and pretending he is smoking. And I asked him, John, what are you doing? He told me, I'm trying to smoke like my father. That boy picks what you do. I'm trying to smoke like my father. He's using a stick. Some of the habits and formalities we have seen in our children, they have inherited from us. And that is why we must not despise those little things. There's a book in the book of Solomon where it says, don't despise little, small foxes. About small foxes. Small foxes spoil the mind. Those little things, those little behaviors, it's just when a father is fighting the mother. Your son sees that it is in order to fight a woman in the house. Fathers, let us speak this word and allow Jesus to minister to us. Train up a child in the way he shall be, he should go, and he will not depart from that way. When a child is formed from the beginning, that child has a good foundation. That child has a good future. Fathers, let us be responsible fathers that we train our children, that we are examples to our children, that our lives can speak louder than even what we say. Amen. Godly fathers provide correction and discipline to their children. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, godly fathers provide correction to their children. You know, there are fathers who never correct children. Correction does not just mean corporal punishment. Your life can correct. Your example, your speaking, your counsel. The writer of the book, chapter 12 and verse 9, the Bible says here, furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more leadly be in subjection to the Father of the Spirit and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. But he for our benefit profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, not chastising seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Here, the word of God talks about discipline. And the writer of the Bible says that we have no more fathers who discipline us. We're talking about normal fathers and spiritual fathers. A normal father will always train his son. A normal father will guide and counsel his children. Same way, spiritual fathers are very important in our lives. There are mentors. There are men who speak to us. There are men who have taken the road for us. There are men spiritually who gives us correction. This man here is your father in the house. The work of this man is to speak to your lives. That's why he's here. He's a father of this house. He's a spiritual father. And that's why we must respect spiritual fathers. I'm talking of two fathers here, the father in the house and the father, spiritual father in the house of God. God has kept fathers here. He has kept this man, the pastor of this church, to be the father. If you do not listen to the spiritual father, you are out for destruction. And that's why I want to encourage all of us this morning. Number one, if you are a father in your house, provide correction. Provide guidance. Live a life worthy to be imitated. Now we come to the church. As the church, we to hear the voice of a father. The writer is saying here, we have human fathers who connected us and we paid respect. Shall we not more also be subjection to the fathers in the spirit, men of God? You know, every time I study God's word, I see that the apostles were fathers. Number one, they protected doctrine. Today we have less fathers who protect doctrine. That's why we find many people preach what they want. But when you study the book of Acts, it is very clearly that in the book of Acts, The gospel was protected. The message of Jesus Christ was protected. You know, even when men could come and try to preach heresies, there was order in the house because the fathers were sharp. I want to give you an example. In the book of Acts chapter 15, the Bible teaches us there are men who came from Jerusalem and they started teaching circumcision. And the church was confused because they were taught that salvation comes by circumcision. But what I speak there is because of the presence of the fathers, the apostles. They challenged the teachings. And Paul and Barnabas, they rose up and said, "Hey guys, this is not right. People are not born again through circumcision. People are born again by grace." Yes. Can you say by grace?
By grace.
People are saved by grace, not through circumcision. The gospel was put right.
Amen.
The gospel was put right. Heresies was stopped in the church. Today, because of lack of those fathers, the church is in deception. There are so many funny teachings today. There are so many undiluted gospels everywhere. Today, there are so many false teachers because we have few fathers. That's why, even as we celebrate Father's Day, I feel to encourage the church to see the need of being under fathers, spiritual fathers, to make sure you are not an independent believer. Your life is under authority. There's a man who guides you. There's a man who walks before you. Your life, your spiritual life is protected. Are you here this morning? And this is very important. And if you read the book of Timothy quickly, let's read that verse. And somebody should watch time on me. Quickly, let's see Timothy. If I start preaching, you will not be able to stop me. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Are you there? Can we read? "As I urged you when I went unto Macedonia." Yes. Why was Timothy left in Macedonia? "I left you there as my son." This is a father speaking to a son. And that's why I'm saying fathers in the house, spiritual fathers, are very, very important in the church and in our lives. And as I said, the deception of the church today is lack of good fathers. Good men of God, solid. And Paul is saying to Timothy, "I left you to Ephesus that you make sure nobody teaches what? Nobody teaches any other gospel." Yes. Now, why do we have false? Do we have false doctrines here? Why do we have false doctrines everywhere? False teachings are everywhere. In England, in America, in Africa, everywhere. There are false prophets and teachers. They are multiplying every day. That's why we need a father in this house that he can say, "Hey, that is not from God. Hey, we can't go that direction." Fathers give direction. Amen. "I left you there to make sure nobody teaches any other gospel." I close by reading Titus 1:5. Titus 1:5. Are you here this morning? Paul talks to Titus. Titus 1:5. Somebody got it? Read it for me. The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 5. Wow. Can you read well? Slowly. Slowly. The reason I left you where? I left you in Crete to do what? This is a father speaking to son. A father sending Titus to go to Crete and make sure there is order. The reason of leaving you there was to put order. When there is a father, there is order. Because a father gives guidance, as Joshua said, for me and my house. This is where we are going. Where there is a father, there is protection. We're talking of a human father and a spiritual father. As the way the human father are important in the family to give order and protection. The same way the church need order. The church need spiritual fathers to put order and to give guidance. A church cannot continue without a father guidance. That's why this morning we need fathers. We need servants of God. We need men of God who are solid, who are established, who are rooted to show us the way and give us guidance. As we see, Apostle Paul was a good father for the church. Amen? Apostle Father was. And you know the best thing of a father? A father will never abandon a son. A father always carries love. A true father always has faith. Even when your son is going through rebellion, a father stays in faith. In the book of Luke chapter 15, we talk about the prodigal son. When the prodigal son left the house and took the inheritance and destroyed everything, the Bible teaches us the father was always at the door, having faith that one day my son will come back. Amen. That's why when we have true fathers walk in faith. They believe that even our lost sons will come home. Because of but the father loves the son. A heart of a father is what we need. A heart of a father. It brings together. It reconciles. That's why when the son came home, the father was willing to receive him home. The son, the elder son, was murmuring. But the father was happy that the son has come back home. May God build a fatherly heart. Huh? May God do something in our lives, even as a church. May we desire to be united with the father. Amen? You know there's a scripture when the Corinthians church started to distract. In the book of Corinthians chapter 4, we read that the Corinth church started to divert from the fatherly foundation. And Paul comes to them and challenges them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I think in verse 15, he challenges them and he tells them, even though you have 10,000 instructors, can you read that verse? Allow me to read that, please. I think I've read too many scriptures this morning. Chapter 4, verse 15. Are you there? 1 Corinthians. Someone read for me. Yes. Paul challenges the Corinth church. And he says to them, even if you have many instructors, teachers, but you don't have many fathers, you must have a father. And nobody can be born by two fathers. Paul says to them, you people, I am your father. I am your spiritual father. I begot you in the gospel. You might have many instructors, teachers who come. You know, this church, many people can come and teach, but there is a father of this house. There's someone who is responsible. Dave, let me tell you, God will not ask you what he never gave you. But God will ask you the people who come to this house. That's why we must be responsible. You cannot just be, you know, when you are a shepherd is a father. It's somebody who takes care. Somebody who minds the lives of the people. Today, we don't have many spiritual fathers, but we have many preachers. You know, there's a difference of a preacher and a father. A preacher is just a preacher. He preaches and go. He does not care about your lives. But a father is concerned. A father wants to know about your life. What is happening? How are the children? Do you have enough to eat? When you are sick, they are concerned. When you are not well in the Lord, they are concerned. They are fathers. And that's why Paul is challenging this church. And he says, you have many instructors, but you don't have many fathers. You don't have many who are concerned of you. I have begotten you. I am your father in the gospel. You know, a father can confront. A father can challenge. A father can discipline. But when you don't have a father, that's why you find we have so many undisciplined believers. Is that a good word? Or you're angry with me? I am saying we have many undisciplined believers. They submit to no one. They are not guided. You ask somebody, where do you submit? Somebody goes to this church this Sunday. The other church that Sunday. Where do you submit? Where is your life? Who can speak to you? Who can give you discipline? This is why the church is in a mess today. And I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking. Jesus is building the last church. He's settling the last church. And he wants to shake what is not right. He wants to clean. He wants to settle the church. And it is my prayer this morning that you become a person under authority. A person under an umbrella. Your life is covered. You have a father. You have a guidance. Somebody died the other day and people are asking, where did he go to church? Who is going to conduct his burial? And they were trying to trace his life. And he had gone more than 15 churches. Now they didn't know which pastor to contact because the last one was there. 2 weeks he was there. He was everywhere. God wants order in our lives. Can you say order? Can you tell your neighbor, neighbor, please have order in your life. Huh? Amen. That's why as we speak about fathers today, let us desire to be under the authority of a father. Desire that your life is not a mess. Your life is under guidance. You are under authority. Jesus said, I speak when my father speaks. I do when my father do. I am not an independent person. I am a man under authority. This is the hierarchy of God. May God this morning minister to you. Fathers, we have a responsibility to guide and take care for our children. May God keep a fatherly heart. May God keep a fatherly heart. And if somehow you lost it, the Lord can bring it back. Something can happen in the spirit. That's why we hear the word of God. You know, the word of God is powerful to change our lives. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It can correct. It removes what is not right in our lives. And that's why every time we must sit under the authority of God's word. Good word. Not just any preaching. Good word. Sound doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May God minister to us this morning. As you also check your life as a believer. Where is my life built? Who is my authority? You know, there are people who submit on fathers on television. They see men who preaches on television. How can you have a father on TV? Your father comes on channel number this, number that. The world is changing. That's why you must make sure you have a father. You have a spiritual father. Your life is mentored. Your life is guided. You have a pastor. Somebody who ministers the word of God to you. Somebody who corrects you. Somebody who helps you. Somebody is concerned. That's something to think. Amen. That's something. May God help us this morning. That as fathers, we are concerned. As fathers, we have the heart of our Heavenly Father. May something happen this morning. And even as believers, you must make sure there is a father. There is a man of God who leads your life. There is somebody who can bring correction, who can minister to you. Let us pray together. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. That the Holy Spirit can make your word more clear to your people. I believe that the Holy Spirit is able to speak to the inner person. And that's why this morning, Lord, bring a conviction in the hearts of your people. I pray for the fathers, men in this house, that they shall carry a heart of a father. They shall be responsible men. And those who does not have the fear of God in their lives, I pray, Father, that something new is going to be built in their lives. Lord, you speak to us because you love us. And that's why today we sit under the authority of your word. May your word shape us. May your word guide us. May your word come with a deeper revelation in our hearts, that we can be able to see your plan and purpose for our lives. Bless each one of us. Lord, those people in this house with needs, I pray that you minister to them. Those who does not know you, the blood of Jesus has not cleansed them. Minister to them this morning.